Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for multiplying the good. Ha ha! So let us take a breath of love and gratitude right now and open our hearts and minds to the infinite good that is our true nature, it's our true identity, it's our inheritance, and we're making ourselves receptive and available right now by being grateful and thankful for God's love as our life. I invite you to place your hand on your heart as I place my hand on my heart. And together we partner up with the higher Holy Spirit self. And we remember divine love is our impetus. It is our holy purpose. It is the great joy of our life that we are one with the One. And we can share this recognition, this understanding, this awakening, unfolding, realization with everyone because we're one with them. So grateful, so thankful right now to be in this divine and holy partnership with love itself, our true identity. We're saying yes to the higher Holy Spirit self. We're saying yes to remembering who we are. We're saying yes to the unlimited, unprecedented unfoldment of good in our lives. We're throwing open the floodgates to give and receive love, which we perfectly know how to do. We're remembering it. The instructions are pre-installed. We're activating them right now with this prayer. So we place onto the holy altar fire any resistance, any resentment, any regret, any shame, any blame, any hurt, any thought that we've been thinking that takes us out of the flow of divine love. We make a holy offering of it right now. And we step into grace, invoking divine grace into our awareness. Taking this holy breath of love and gratitude, we naturally multiply the good. So grateful that we can say yes to love again and again and again, and reorient ourselves and recalibrate ourselves to be receptive to all the good that's flowing in our life. So just as the birds are singing their praises, the praises of love, the praises of God, we give thanks for the good that's pre-installed in us. No matter what we've done, no matter what has been done to us, this good cannot be damaged. It can't. We can feel damaged, but the good in our nature is forever good, and we're grateful for that. We share the benefits of our healing and our expansion with everyone because we're one with them. In grace and gratitude, we let it be, and so it is. Amen. 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 Whew. Yes. Oh my goodness. I have been on fire with this week's classes in Living A Course in Miracles, Healing Lack and Limitation. I tell you, you know, it's such a blessing to me because just in sharing what I know about healing lack and limitation and moving into a living practice of gratitude, expanding the good, I feel the good expanding so powerfully in my life. And that's the way it works. You share something, it expands the flow of good in your life. So today I'm sharing with you my excitement about this 30-day gratitude challenge. So I'm inviting you to take it with me, to join with me. If you feel as inspired as I do, we're going to rock this thing. I'm going to have fun with it. So I look forward to playing with you. I love you, my precious prayer partner. You have a great day, a glorious day, in gratitude and thanksgiving for the good that you already are. Yeah, baby. I love you.